The governor, in his efforts to pass the anti-sexual assault measure, enlisted the aid of prominent women in the political and entertainment world, including House Leader Nancy Pelosi and actress and comedian Whoopi Goldberg. She made a video.
Enough is enough. It's time to stop sexual assaults on our college campuses.
The measure passed with little opposition from the legislature. The new rules are more proactive than punitive. They require each college to develop a uniform definition of affirmative consent for sexual activity so all participants make clear that they agree to proceed with any sexual act. Cuomo, at the bill signing ceremony over the summer, said the common sense measures are long overdue.
If there is a victim of a sexual assault or alleged sexual assault, that victim has rights.
Students receive a Bill of Rights outlining their legal protections if they are victims of sexual violence and information on how to contact campus police or state police, where a special unit will soon be set up, say state police, to help campus sexual assault victims. Schools are also required to offer students amnesty from college drinking and drug use rules if the student is reporting an assault or witnesses a violent crime committed by another student. The issue is personal for the governor.
I have three daughters who are going to be in college next year.
The State University of New York adopted most of the policies a year ago on its 64 campuses. SUNY's Joseph Storch, an attorney who specializes in anti-sexual assault law compliance, says the new guidelines dovetail with other federal laws to combat sexual violence on campus. They include the 25-year-old Cleary Act, which was named after a Pennsylvania college student, Jean Cleary, who was murdered in her dorm room, as well as Title IX and the Violence Against Women Act. He says the colleges worked with the students to develop a mobile phone app. It spells out the definition of affirmative consent, the Student Bill of Rights, and how to confidentially report if you think you've been the victim of sexual violence or if you've witnessed a crime being committed. Storch says the new guidelines have accelerated what was already a growing trend, greater reporting of instances of sexual assault by students.
For obvious reasons, I can't share specific examples. What I can tell you is that sexual violence is one of the hardest things to measure at a macro level because of the low level of reporting. That being said, on all of our SUNY colleges, we have seen, as we expected, a significant uptick in students coming forward.
New York is also requiring that participants in sports and leaders of any college-affiliated clubs undergo mandatory awareness training before they're allowed to join the group or the team. Richard Treitley, who is in charge of complying with anti-sexual assault rules at St. Bonaventure University in Olean, says it's been quite a task.
Here at St. Bonaventure, we're Division I. We have 14 teams. We're moving to 16 teams. You know, we have 270-plus student-athletes, so that was a major undertaking.
Treitley says St. Bonaventure, though, actually had what he thinks was a better affirmative consent policy in place before the Enough is Enough law took effect. The school required an affirmative verbal yes from both parties before engaging in sexual activity. He says the new requirement is a bit murkier.
You had to say the word. Now, under the new law, you know, there's supposedly actions that would also constitute consent. So we have found in investigating cases under this new standard, there's a lot of gray area there on the actions.
There are no measurable statistics yet on how well the new law is working. Campuses are required to send data to the Education Department on an annual basis, but that won't happen until sometime in 2016. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.